There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
It might be easier to get a swastika t-shirt in this country than anything with a Confederate flag on it in the very near future. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. It is the raging debate. The conversation has switched from what specifically happened in Charleston, South Carolina, the heinous, cowardly act of Dylann Roof, to now the symbol of what many are calling hate and racism, and that is the Confederate flag, which is being banned all over the place, including Amazon, Walmart, Sears, you name it. And the flap over the flag is too much for many corporations who are making a nice buck off of Confederate flag merchandise. Cornell Brooks, the president of the NAACP, said this was an act of racial terrorism. That symbol has to come down. The symbol is coming off the shelves, not just away from the Charleston, South Carolina Capitol. It has shifted from that to something much, much bigger. Much, much bigger. In all seriousness, the Confederate flag flying is also being banned, or being talked about being banned, in some areas. I said this in a previous hour. I counted Confederate merchandise, flag, stickers, decals, just what I could see, what the eye could see. And in a short time span, in an afternoon, in a 5-mile radius, I counted 18. Now, I was in Dallas, Texas. Might be a little bit different in Traverse City, Michigan, Ottumwa, Iowa, Cherry Hill, New Jersey, Tampa, Florida. But I have to be honest, I've seen Confederate flags in lots of other places, not just the South, even though you think of the Confederate flag of in the South, more trucks, more people with the decals, more people with the T-shirts, but not just limited, I think, to the South. But Walmart, Sears, eBay, Amazon, not going to sell Confederate flag stuff, nothing. Pins, mugs, anything with the Confederate flag on it being ditched in all those places, and some others as well. Hillary Clinton on the campaign trail is commending the efforts to remove the Confederate flag. The debate has swept the South up into a frenzy, and other places as well. It's as if, like I said, there are other symbols that represent other things, terrible things that happen to people, that you'll have an easier time getting a hold of. Not an exaggeration, my friends. So my question to you is, does this make sense? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Or you can tweet me at Real Radio Talk. Kate Delaney at Real Radio Talk. What say you, America? While the president is headed to Charleston in just a couple of days to deliver the eulogy for the pastor of that historic church where 9 people were killed, awful, this is now become the focus. The flap over the flag is definitely very, very real. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hey, Dan, you're our leadoff man. What do you say?
Had to put my headphones down, babe.
No worries.
Okay, now, you're going to find that our little president, when he goes down there, is going to continue his divisiveness. This is an enemy of America. He is a devout socialist, and he hates his country. And he's going to keep doing the same thing he's been doing, is doing everything he can to destroy us and separate us and divide us and persecute the American people because he thinks we deserve to have a come down. Not only that, I'm absolutely disappointed in the Republican Party for what they've just done, giving him fast-track authority. They're going to be regretting that, and you people that have jobs still have jobs, are going to regret it just 10 times that, because just remember NAFTA. Perot was right. The jobs went to other countries. They went to Mexico. They went down the tubes, and our manufacturing base was just decimated. Our construction basis was overrun with illegal aliens taking the jobs of union workers. This is the same thing that's going to happen with this thing that he's just now got fast-track authority on. And it's absolutely horrible. Now, get back to the Confederate flag situation. Okay, I, as you know, am a supporter of my black brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. Strong supporter, as you well know. And I think it's time that this is relegated to history. It is no longer necessary for people to carry around flags that celebrated the fact that the South was trying to keep its slaves, and mm-hmm. they claimed it was for their rights, the right to do what they wanted, but they didn't have the same idea of giving the same right to the people that they had enslaved.
Mm.
So for to get rid of this thing that has such a taint of slavery to it is a good thing, I think. And I'm not the only one, but I think we are in a situation where we can take an example from the people of Charleston that have shown their Christian capability of forgiving their enemies that have decimated their people and still offered God's forgiveness to the perpetrator of that evil crime. And they set an example for the entire world to show that we can, as a people, white, black, whatever, come together and unite in fellowship and for the rights of each and every person out there.
Wow, well said. I completely agree with you. Absolutely, 100%. That is right. What happened there, what those people did, meaning the way they forgave Roof, and as he was broadcast from a different location and faced the music, so to speak, was absolutely amazing. It was so well done and heartfelt, authentic, not fake. It was definitely their Christian faith that came forward that brought them to the point where they could say that. Dan, I agree with you 100%. And dropping the flag in South Carolina, in Mississippi, and in other places, I agree with Dan as well. If it has become this, it is something from the past, and it is in modern times, as Dan says, of what it represented, I absolutely agree. You know, here's the thing. In a museum, in history books, as part of all of that, absolutely, absolutely. And that's where it's going to stay, it looks like, because, you know, Mississippi even saying the very same thing. Coming up next, you don't want to miss this, Bridget Johnson talking about Al-Qaeda versus ISIS, the way that they are recruiting, the magazines people are reading, including Inspire, which is the Al-Qaeda magazine. Stay with us.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Time once again for one of my favorite things. I always say this, but, you know, it's about your opinions. This show is for you, peeps. So remember, if you can't, dial us on the digits because you have a hot opinion at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. The more you say numbers, the more you remember them, right? Or, you find yourself in a time quandary where one day you're with us for a while and the next day you've got your schedule flipping on you. You can always also, by the way, go to ondemandgcnlive.com, and all the shows are there, so you can download the show. I know a lot of people are doing that, too, as well. But plenty of you send us emails, and I love it, at americatonight.net. So on that note, let's check the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Kate, I was watching to see who was the latest that was going to jump into the Republican race. This is from Joe, listening to us in Illinois. And Chris Christie is like a dog with a bone. I figured for sure after everything that happened with him and so many others declaring he would dump out, but apparently he's decided to stay in. What do you make of that, and what do you make of his chances? Well, you said it. He's like a dog with a bone. He wanted to run last time around, really. So when it was Romney Part 2, I say Romney Part 2, when it was Romney coming back around again, I don't see Chris Christie making any noise whatsoever. He got hot for a short period of time. He was like on the cover of Time magazine and all these other, everybody was talking about him. And then with that bridge flap, which was the people around him, they could never bring him down for that. It sort of distanced people from him. And more than that, he just lost steam. I mean, he lost that 15 minutes, and he may do well enough in the polls, though it doesn't look like it, that he gets onto the stage when the first debate happens in August. But I don't think he's going to go very far. I don't think so. Okay, let's move on to another one. This one is from Bobby. Wow. Bobby, who says, Kate, I'm with everybody else from Florida. Come to Sarasota. Tell us when you're coming. This nonsense over the Confederate flag. Listen, I am certainly no racist. I think that chasing the symbol, though, and and making a big deal about getting rid of the Confederate flag is such an easy move for anybody to jump on top of this because of what happened in Charleston. And let's face it, because the guy was wearing and had Confederate flags, rather. So in seeing that, I just don't understand why we chase the symbols and not the real issue. And it's going to distract, if anything else. Well, it's become so big now, this Confederate flag thing. It is a layup. If all these other companies are dumping out of it, to say, yeah, I'm dumping out of it, you're not going to cause anybody, that enough people agitate. It's like, okay, well, this wasn't a big part of our business, so, okay, fine. But because of what happened in Charleston, this is exactly, it is related to that. So with all the controversy over it, now the... removing the Confederate flag is on the Capitol grounds in South Carolina is one thing, but it's become so big everywhere else. It's just taking on a life of its own. And I don't think it should be erased from the history books. I don't think it should be made illegal if somebody turns up with a T-shirt with a Confederate flag on it. If it causes so much hate and consternation and is like just an ugly rub in the face for African Americans, I get it. But isn't it interesting that it took this to make that happen? Because yes, there's been people that have complained before. No, never moving the dial, never ever moving the dial like this. And it's more about the conversation. You're right. It's more about what happened there. It's more about, where are we really in race relations, I guess, in this country, than a flag? I mean, let's be honest. That's what it is, for sure. It's interesting because you've got other people focusing in on racism and whether it is a big deal in America, whether it is really widespread or not. I saw Bill O'Reilly had one of his guests on where he talks about racism and the fact that it wasn't widespread. He said it's not widespread in America. And it's a great question to ask all of you as I'm in the middle of the mailbag, but turning this around. How do you feel about race, honestly, in this country? Where do you think we are in your mind as far as racism and the president talking about how it still is so widespread? I think what he said, the way he phrased it, was crazy. But is it a serious issue? I mean, is it endemic in America? Certainly, other countries have racist elements to it, and that's one of the things that O'Reilly was talking about on this panel. And I thought, wow, I got to say, I have to agree. We don't live in a perfect world, so of course we're going to have that. All right, I get out of the rabbit hole and go back to the mailbag. Ben. Hello, Ben. Ben says, Kate, so glad to hear you on KSBN. I've been hearing you earlier in the evening. It's fabulous. I get out of my workout and then I tune you in. It's interesting. You've had some really cool guests. I noticed the other night you were talking to somebody about ISIS versus Al-Qaeda. That was an interesting discussion. I had no idea, and perhaps it's my naivety, that there were magazines for ISIS and for Al-Qaeda. Were you surprised when your guest talked about that? No, I knew that they had incredible social media skills, and that was part of the thing, remember, about ISIS. And the fact that they have a magazine, well, that's the whole idea. They're pumping the blogs and everything else they can and the content in there in that Inspire magazine that's supposedly young and hip. The sad part is it's used as recruiting material, and it's apparently working. So that's troublesome, right? And the other magazine, too, same thing, talking about how to poison people, how to kill people in the future instead of the old ways. And, yeah, so to me, I mean, of course, anything from either of these groups that gets people to get excited and join them is not good. You want to talk about hate and just having no regard for life, which I just... You know, we don't understand that, or most of us don't understand that. It's creepy. Absolutely. She was a great guest, too. Bridget Jones, that's who that you're referring to. And we did dive deeper into that because we were talking about the leader, the Al-Qaeda leader, who was hit by the drone strike, but who's next and what's the difference with Al-Qaeda and ISIS. Okay, let's move on to another one. This from Mark, who says, Kate, what do you think is going to happen with the big Supreme Court decision over the subsidies? Do you think the subsidies are going to be trashed, or do you think that the subsidies stand? That's a tough one to handicap. I was there for that. We remember we broadcast from Washington, and I showed all sides of that. Certainly people who think it's a disaster if the subsidies go away. And listen, the Republicans are smart to say, and they're right, if the subsidies do go away, there better be something in place because of the 6 million plus that are on that, and some of them in really hardcore cases. You know, they'll lose that tax credit if the justices rule against the Obama administration. And King versus Burwell, to me, is one of the biggest things that's going to come out in the next couple of days. I'm going to say that, I don't know, it's a tough one. I'm going to say that they don't extend the subsidies. If I were, and I'm just guessing, this is a coin flip, I'm going to say that they don't extend them, but I hope that there's like a catch-all that can help here, and I don't know what it is, because, see, this was the problem with the, you know, you come up with these health exchanges, but you don't have enough people in the exchanges is also a problem. So then how do you have them continue? The answer is you can't, because you don't have enough healthy young people. That's the whole idea of an exchange. And they got to have some kind of a subsidy. What did I hear yesterday? A subsidy patch is kind of the word. There's got to be some kind of a subsidy catch, and trust me, some of the Republicans already have been talking about that. But just in regards to King versus Burwell, I think that they rule against the Obama administration on that. I think they do. I think that it goes in that direction, but it's tight. It's going to be a close vote. I'd be shocked if it wasn't close. I mean, there would be the real shocker if we didn't have a close vote. All right, let's move on to this one quickly. John, who says, Kate, it's ridiculous what the Republicans are doing. I'm a lifelong carrying member of the GOP. I don't always agree with half of what's happening. And I have to say that the more people that jump into the race, the more it becomes the circus-like atmosphere we don't want to see that you talk about. It's better to whittle it down. Let's get a couple of strong candidates instead of a lot of weak ones who are swimming in some very shark-infested waters. All right. You just are echoing my sentiment. You have too many in. You got to narrow that field pretty fast because you don't want it to turn into what happened in 2008. You don't want that to be the focus of everybody. Yeah, the ratings are high for the debate, but the candidates are losing steam. That's no way to beat who we know inevitably would be Hillary Clinton, right? All right, thanks for all of your emails. Keep them coming, AmericaTonight.net.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
I'm tired from a Friday night, the internet has ruined our lives. I spent 5 hours on this side. Would have had a better time going out tonight. Got pretty blonde hair, a tight little ass. Saw you Thursday in the yoga class. I'm the kind of guy, show your love and affection. Make this all down in a missed connection.
Like it. Love that song. Interesting. It is an internet wacky world, isn't it? Without a doubt. And the internet has provided us with a lot of the popular comments, a lot of comments on these prison workers. A second prison worker has been charged in connection with the inmates' escape. They're still looking for those inmates. I guess a guard loaned tools to the inmates while they were on catwalks behind the walls, fixing electrical breakers, rather. So now we've got another guard, too, that developed a relationship. So the one guard, Gene Palmer, has a one count of promoting dangerous prison contraband, two counts of destroying evidence, one count of official misconduct. Not good when guards do prison time. Not good for them. Richard Matt and David Sweat are still missing. And who is sweating it out? That would be the governor of New York, who is not happy about the fact that this goes on and on and on. And the more time that goes on, the more possibilities of somebody encountering them and something terrible happening. And Everybody knows that. And that's the main thing here. Yes, they're in the woods. Yes, they're at some abandoned places. They might be moving from spot to spot, from seasonal cabin to seasonal cabin. But at this point, it's every hand on deck, and let's get them before that unforeseen thing happens. Food, gas, travel. I mean, they need help. So when they're that desperate, they don't want to go back, and this is it for them. They know that. And are they armed? There's the other question. Could they be armed? Did they get weapons? Did they have access to a weapon somehow? That's an unknown factor as to whether or not they've got some kind of weaponry. I'm going to say maybe no, but they've got tough terrain. It's a struggle to try to traverse it. It's a struggle for the people who are looking. It doesn't matter if they have 800 people. They searching for clues is really tough. So their focus is centered on a cabin that where they found the DNA, and it had been burglarized, which makes sense because they need food, they need things. But how far away are they? How far away? And boy, this is crazy. I mean, is this going to go into a whole month? Or, you know, what do they do? Helicopters, everything. They've got dogs, helicopters, bodies. At some point, you got to figure. And they've got to figure they're going to get lucky somehow, meaning they're going to find the right opportunity when these desperate inmates somehow trip up because they can't go very far unless they kidnap someone, get help from someone, whatever. Anyway, 855-266-5283. We're talking about a plethora of things, as always, here on America Tonight. Confederate flag. Now it's not even a question of fair or foul. It's a question of where will the Confederate flag actually be flown, and how many places, retailers, etc., taking it off their shelves. I started thinking about this, and when you drive through the South, which I've done many, many times, many of you have listening, you know, the rest stops where you stop, or I'll say really the convenience stores / places where you stop to get gas. You know, they have big sort of stores connected to them. I know they sell them. I've seen a ton of it. I know I've seen it. I've seen it in Texas all over the place. A ton of Rebel shot glasses, meaning, you know, Confederate flags, hats, T-shirts, keychains. So are they ditching them all, or do they keep them until they sell them and just don't buy any more? Interesting question. Grim with us tonight. Hey, Grim, how are you?
Clinton Gate 2, huh?
There you go.
Keeps growing, doesn't it?
Yes.
Kate, who else better to talk to? Moving down here at the age of 5 years old in 1964, and let me tell you, I was so far south down here that if you crossed Interstate 59, the one south of it said they were Yankees. That was north.
But wow.
Better to talk to. I mean,
yeah.
I moved here, and I already told you about how I was discriminated against as being from the north. But if you want to know how I view it, it took several years, and when I went into the military, and I went into basic training, and after graduation, kind of got to talk to my DI one-on-one, hats off. And one of my compadres that was a black guy asked him straight up. He said, "Man, you're prejudiced." And the drill sergeant turned to him. He said, "Nope, I'm not prejudiced at all. I hate all you mothers equally."
Wow.
You see where he went?
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's the whole point, because you look at anybody that has served in the military, they don't see color.
Right, you're right. I agree with that.
And when they get out, they still don't see color. They know that his buddy's going to always be there, have his back. And that's, you know, the motto for Simplify is always loyal and faithful at all times.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, there's something to be learned from that.
There is. That's why everybody should serve.
You know what? That's Israel. That's exactly what happens. Look what happens. I have a friend who's, we went to high school together. Her son had to go into the military. Same thing with the daughter. They have to serve, and they know it. They do it. There's no problem. They know they have to do it, and they want to do it for the most part.
Now, if you have somebody that says, I'm not racist, guess what?
Yeah, they probably are.
Yeah, it's the ones, including the politicians, that make the claim.
Right.
You know, 9 times out of 10, I find that to be true.
Yeah.
And I come from the very state that, you know, a man that almost became president slipped.
Right. Exactly. Slipped and couldn't recover from that.
Nope.
Yeah.
And that's just it. You know, I mean, we're a lot different, just like South Carolina. You've seen how they look at it from the church view. And that's the way we look at things. You know, we're over this. But when they bust people down here to petition and fight, you know, whether they're trying to fight, it's not us speaking. You know, they're busting people in.
Right, and of course, it's a way different perspective, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. That's not fair. That's rigging the game and creating a ruckus. Yep.
Yeah, and a lot of the politicians, oh, I better be PC correct. And they really don't know the perspective. I'm just shocked. I'm just shocked at how much they really don't look at.
Right. I agree. I'm shocked about that, too, because you have a staff. Why wouldn't you look into the certain things? It wouldn't be that difficult. You would assign somebody that task. Yeah, that's what you would do. I mean, come on, let's be real. How stupid are they? I agree. I don't get it.
They got a staff that's getting paid more than his annual salary.
I know.
I mean, goodness gracious. If it is me, that's one thing I'd limit them to is 3 people under $60,000 a year.
There you go. 3 people, and then, you know, those 3 people have to, whatever they don't get done, they don't get done like the rest of the world. I mean, because it doesn't seem like anything is moving any faster in Washington, and then the important bills and the legislation often isn't even read all the way through.
Oh, well, yeah, look at the trade bill.
Yeah, the trade bill, I was going to say that. The most current example is the trade bill. And then, of course, Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, because no one, who could read that whole thing? And then they're shocked by the things that are happening now because they didn't realize what was in there when they were voting.
That seems going to happen with the trade bill.
Yes, absolutely. It already is, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it'll be the rich just getting richer, which, defines the downfall of any nation, anybody is when you start actually defining who's who.
Yeah, you got to have a middle class. You got to have workers. You got to have you got to have people making the widgets.
You got to have a mix.
You got to have a mix. Yep, you got to have a mix.
And you can't have anybody aware of it and controlling it.
Yep, I agree. And you don't have that mix, you turn into a completely different kind of society. Grim, good conversation. I mean, I saw it when I was in Ecuador, when I was in Guayaquil, and I talked to the people that I would go out to dinner with, and then you'd be, on the other hand, you'd be in these places that were so poor, I mean, it would just bring tears to your eyes when you just walk through these villages that were shocking, and the government didn't care. There was no government anything. And those people knew the road was education. What can I do to get my kids educated? I mean, that's the bottom line. We don't want to end up with the haves and the have-nots. There's got to be some have-in-betweens. We have to have that. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way as we hop over the fence and skid to the finish line here on ATN.
Are
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
All loans subject to Ondex Corp. Rule must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need Ondex, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At Ondex, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
Time to mix in a little It's Your Health. So I got a question for you, America. How many of you are getting 9 hours of sleep? I'm saying straight, uninterrupted sleep. The doorbell's not ringing, your iPhone's not going off, you're not distracted by anything else. I mean, you're getting a 9 solid hours of sleep. How about 8 hours of sleep? Anybody? How about 7 hours of sleep in a row? How about 6? How about 5?
Wah?
It is a wah. So check this out. They say getting less than 6 hours of shut-eye a night has been associated with heart attacks, strokes, obesity, and diabetes. The American Academy of Sleep Medicine is now saying that adults should get at least 7 hours of sleep a night. And sleep disorders like obstructive sleep apnea, we know all about that, could have an even bigger toll on your health. So I don't know that that's so shocking that, geez, wouldn't it be great to be well rested? But how many people know people that have, you know, they don't get necessarily that kind of sleep, but they're good, they're cool, that's how they are, they're restless, they could never get 7 hours of sleep straight. If it was 6, they're lucky because the 6 they can do. So that's exactly what the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, they're asking for help because they're saying this is a health epidemic. Not getting enough sleep is causing a public health epidemic. Do you think that? Do you see around you that we have this epidemic going on? This epidemic? I mean, 9 hours? When was the last time you got... I can't remember the last time I got 9 hours of sleep. One, because there's times where I could have gotten 9 hours of sleep over the weekend, or like maybe there were times where I could have gotten it 3 days a week, but I don't think I could sleep 9 hours. Nathan, how about you? Do you see, think you could sleep 9 hours in a row with feeling good, uninterrupted, you're not restless, whatever?
You know, we were talking about this before the break, and I can't, you know, I don't get that much, but it is a regular occurrence that when I get my full Mondays off, I can sleep for a very long, unhealthy time and then get up for about 4 hours and be ready for another long period. But usually the second period, I'll probably wake up around the halfway point.
Yeah, the halfway point. Well, see, here's what they're saying. You're like me. It's almost like you get sleep deprivation, and then you get rest. It's almost like you feel like you're a bear and you're hibernating. You know, you're storing up your sleep, but they're saying that doesn't matter. You can't do that, that hurts you ultimately.
Oh, I feel that too, though.
Yeah.
I know
You do. So getting only 6 hours of sleep a night or less means setbacks, they're saying, in performance, mental alertness, driving ability, and again, those same things, risk of heart attack, stroke, diabetes, obesity, that there, you know, there's still not enough studies being done, but there are more that are happening because it's such a big thing. They're doing more studies for people who get between 6 and 7 hours of sleep or more than 9 to know who's better, which one's better. Now, I mean, I think if you get too much sleep, that's not good either, because, I mean, ultimately you have a grogginess thing going on. So somebody who's sleeping a crazy amount of sleep might not necessarily be good. I think it's great that they're studying it because it's so needed. And so there you go. Getting less than 7 hours of sleep and high body mass index, there's a connection. There's a big connection to that because the weight gain is caused by, they say, inadequate shut-eye, and it could risk heart attacks and strokes and, you know, all that kind of stuff, high blood pressure, you know, you name it. Ugh, scary to think of that, isn't it? And it used to be such a banner for people to say, I got 5 hours of sleep and I'm ready to roll, I'm ready to go. And sometimes the lack of sleep, I mean, let's face it, is because you're watching tube or you're doing something else where, yeah, maybe you could just train yourself to crank it down. Or, I mean, is it better to be that exhausted state where you just crash because you are exhausted? So you're a truck driver, you're doing something else, and you have that kind of crashy sleep where you're just whipped and boom, you fall right out, which is good because you're done, you're toast. The second you're done, you're out like a light, so there's no restless sleeping. All right, so I said this was like for your health, and I wanted to whip in a few health stories. This is a sad story. They had a ninth baby that died after heart surgery in Florida, and this is at St. Mary's Medical Center in Florida is where it happened. They're investigating it because this has happened between 2011 and 2013. They had this program where they were showing that the mortality rate for open heart surgeries is more than 3 times the national average. So that's not good. They have these infants, and then they're saying they need the heart surgery to survive, that this is life-threatening, and then their mortality rate not so good. So is it an unnecessary risk, I guess, is what they're asking. And the Florida Department of Health has sent a team of expert heart doctors to review the heart surgery program. And that included a professor of cardiac surgery at Johns Hopkins. And he's saying they need to stop doing heart surgeries on babies younger than 6 months. It makes sense to me, because how can they, they're so truncated, how could they take it? I mean, it would be terrible to, I think it would be just terrible in their tiny bodies, but I guess if they're saying to you, hey, listen, we got to do this surgery because this is the only thing we need to do. This baby's not going to make it if we don't at least try the surgery. That may be the situations that they're in. That if we don't do this or else, that would be a nasty thing to have to wrestle with, wouldn't it? Well, you could take the chance, but, eh. How about this? 60 years after a vaccine, they're saying a new technology might just get rid of polio worldwide. Very, very close to that. And it's this microneedle patch they think could be the thing. The thing that is ultimately standing in the way of eradicating it has been the logistics of getting the vaccine to people who need it, especially in areas that are plagued by violence or poverty. So the micron needle patch, which resembles basically a small round adhesive bandage, could bring polio vaccines to the doorsteps of the people that need it now by applying it to the skin and pushing down, and then boom, that's it. The vaccine is there within minutes. Can you imagine? It's been 60 years since the massive inoculation. Jonas Salk's vaccine began with school kids in 1955. Polio cases in the United States, people forget, to drop by almost 90% over 2 years. I mean, that's crazy, 90%. But it was bad. I mean, polio before that was terrible. And most people with polio have no symptoms, so how do you know? Just minor symptoms like limb pain, fatigue, nausea, that kind of thing. And then there's some cases that lead to permanent paralysis. Can you imagine? Usually in the legs. That makes sense. And then when the paralyzed patients, what happens is they die when their respiratory muscles become paralyzed too, which is just terrible. Although that number is very, very small. And I didn't realize this because I've been reading a bunch about it lately. But did you know that the first polio outbreak started in Vermont? There was 132 cases. It was in 1894. And remember, President Franklin Roosevelt had the disease at 39 in 1921. They'd had that, the iron lung was invented to help people breathe, and they went from there, and then the vaccine was just a miracle. And polio was actually declared eradicated in the U.S. in 1979. Pretty wild. Pretty cool, actually, when you think about it. All right. Hands up, everybody. Hands up for all of you. Give yourself a big round of applause. We thank you for listening to America Tonight, sending us your thoughts and all that kind of stuff. If you want to do that, go to americatonight.net. Kate Delaney, ATN.
In 1 week, our car broke down and our roof started to leak. We really needed money for repairs.
I really needed to move to a bigger apartment, but with my credit card payments and other bills, I couldn't afford the security deposit.
When over 100,000 people needed money this year, they turned to Avant.
Avant was great. They relieved a lot of financial stress.
I was approved for a personal loan through Avant. The next day, I had $4,000 in my account.
Avant can get you the personal loan you need fast. It's simple to apply, and there's no risk, because checking your rate with Avant has no effect on your FICO score. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates risk-free and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 5757.
Loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Industrial Bank, Equal Housing Lender, and by affiliates of Avant Incorporated. California loans offered by Avant will be made under Financial Lenders License Number 603K124. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.